Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 29 of Birthday Letter Month. Counting today, there are now only 2 days left in which to write your Letter Month letter. Have we heard from you yet? As of last Friday's mail, we had heard from 690 listeners. That's 400 short of our goal. And we're still waiting for our first letter from our newest listening area, the Twin Ports area of Duluth Superior. Is anyone up there listening? Well, we hear from listeners all across the country who listen online. We heard from Gary and Gail from Kansas. They wrote, "Here we sit in South Central, Southwest Kansas. We moved from Wisconsin to Kansas in 1987 when our last child, our only boy, was only 2 months old. So this has been home. There's so much that I could say or relate to. Gail and I got married in July 1975. At that time, we lived on a small farm near Crivets. I grew up near Marinette, and Gail's from Waukesha County. I remember when WRVM came on the air. I was in high school. I felt that it was an amazing, fantastic time to actually have a Christian radio station that we could listen to. Fast forward to now, I made a very quick trip up north 2 weeks ago and took in the Packers game with our daughters who live in Wisconsin. We used to listen to WRVM all the time, and now we listen to it again often. I have to admit, you were forgotten because we have a fine Christian station locally, and I often listen to Bot Radio Network. But it's so cool, so refreshing to hear you mention so many of the towns and cities that we are familiar with up north. Most nights, Gail and I end our day having WRVM radio streaming while we sleep. I haven't heard Janet Parshall since our Moody Bible Institute days of the late 70s when I attended there and we started our family of 5 children. The other night when Bill Pierce came on with his program, Night Sounds, Gail and I looked at each other and said, "Oh, that reminds us of Moody days." What a great way to go to sleep at night with your station playing Night Sounds. Thank you from Kansas. Well, back in 1987, when they made the move to Kansas, listening online wasn't even on the radar. But I'm glad they were able to find a local Christian station to listen to. You know, there are still many places in our country where there are no local Christian radio stations. Well, what childhood memories do you have of listening to WRVM radio? I'd love to hear about it. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174, or email us at wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.